Good morning, Orville. Today is Monday, 24th of November, and right now it's hazy and fresh after last night's shower on 25 degrees Celsius, and today we can expect overcast in the morning, then partly cloudy with a chance of a thunderstorm and rain. Temperatures between low 25 to high of 28 with a heat index on 32 degrees Celsius. Winds from the northeast at 16 to 24 kilometers per hour. Chance of a rain is on 20%. For later on, they predict partly cloudy in the evening, then clear. Northerly winds at 8 to 24 kilometers per hour. Morning humidity was on 85 and it will drop on 70% by noon and rise back up in the evening. Moon is waning, gibbous, illuminated on 57%. Cyclonic storm Leha over Andaman Sea, and it's a warning to Andaman and Nicobar Islands because cyclonic storm Leha moved westward and crossed Andaman and Nicobar Islands south of Porto Blair today. The system would intensify further, move west-northwestward, and then emerge into Southeast Bay of Bengal. Intensify further, gradually into a very severe cyclonic storm. It would move west-northwestward and cross Andhra Pradesh coast between Machilipatnam and Kalinganpatnam near Kakinada on around 28th of November. Those who have might came last night to visit the center to see discoveries of fire, a fire and light performance, and it was raining. The performance is postponed to Friday 29th at 8 p.m. at visitor center again. So all those who have chosen to see and hear Amayama on Saturday and see fire juggle performance on Sunday, they still have a chance to see this beautiful piece on Friday evening. On Saturday, 30th of November, between 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Unity Pavilion International Zone, we are all invited to Residents Assembly Decision-Making Event, where the proposal, participatory working groups, and the connected selection process are work in progress. To accept this proposal implies a commitment from all of us to continue to work on it, improve it, and adjust it when necessary. The proposed time frame for this trial process is 3 years, after which we can evaluate the experience. During this event, residents will be given the opportunity to respond to questions. I support the proposal for a new selection process and the participatory working groups to be tried out and adjusted for an initial period of 3 years with yes, no, or with abstain. At Pitanga Hall on 30th of November at 8 p.m, Italian Embassy, Italian Cultural Center New Delhi, and Italian Pavilion are happy to invite all of us to the classical piano concert performed by Maestro Biagio Andriulli. He has given numerous concerts both in Italy and Europe. From 2001 to 2008, he took part with success to Allegro Vivo, a festival in Austria, with further studies in chamber music and pianoforte with the Indian pianist Maria Elena Fernandez at the Music University in Vienna. He toured with Erich Schegel, first violin of the Wiener Philharmoniker. He played duo with the German flautist Constant Braham, giving concerts in Italy, Germany, and Switzerland, and last but not least, he took part in a theatrical production in Rome of Life of the Clara Schumann with the title The Pianist is Absent by Ned Bobkov, which was repeated in 2010 with great success. From November 30th to December 15th, Gallery Square Circle, Kalakendra, Bharat Nivas Pavilion of Indian Culture and International Zone presents Antare, an exhibition of paintings and old wood by Al Adul, and we are invited to inauguration this Saturday at 4 p.m. with an opening concert by Nada Prem and Aurelio on viola, bansuri, duduk, voice and percussion. Galleries closed on Sundays and public holidays. Troubadours remind us that we met on November 29th at 5 p.m. in the Unity Pavilion to join the World Poetry Movement on social justice, reading poetry all over the world. They would like to tell us that the encounters are not a show. They are just a warm sharing of our own poems and some poems and songs we like in different languages. But you are welcome to come and share with us. On 1st of December at 8 p.m. at the Ashram Theatre, everyone is warmly invited to the play Viziers of Basora, written by Sri Aurobindo and staged by the last year students of the higher course of Sri Aurobindo Ashram School with the help of Christoph. On 28th and 29th of November, which is Friday and Saturday, from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., we can participate in physical theater and device performance. Components, of course, are playfulness, the moving body, devising process. Workshop leaders are Andrea Jimenez, Noemi Rodriguez, Rosie Mahoney, and physical theater and device performance are part of a movement within the performing arts which aims to support the emergence of the actor-performer as a creator of original work, the assembler as a place for creative and interdisciplinary collaboration, and performance itself is as a reflection of contemporary paradigms such as nonlinearity, radical plurality, and multiculturalism. This workshop addresses actors, performers, dancers, musicians, and writers with an interest in collaborative device theater and performance, and offers a platform to explore a new relation or understanding between the different roles that exist in the theater creation. This workshop is an invitation as well to play and understand the dramatic possibilities that appear in the relationship between the moving body and the surrounding space. They will analyze movement principles like action and reaction, balance and off-balance, push and pull, and levels of physical tension. The understanding of these principles is vital for any performer, actor, interested in creating original work within a character, play, a choreography, or a dramatic space. For more information and biographies on the workshop leaders, you can see Aronit, and we should call Jill for registration on 94-86-416173. Following the announcement from Road Service saying that from past Saturday, 23rd, Road Service will start laying blue metal on the transition radial, then a small layer of gravels, then a wheel of alluvium deposits. The road will be blocked for 2 weeks, and its beauty is planned to be unveiled on Monday, 9th of December. The cycle path will be exceptionally open to two-wheelers. On 30th of November and 1st of December, in New Creation Sports Ground, Rural Volleyball Sports Development Group are conducting a Rural Volleyball Tournament. Arville Rural Volleyball Sports Development Program's main goals are to produce and encourage a new generation to develop their sports skill and volleyball, which will include young girls, boys, and adults from Arville and its surrounding villages. And we got already an announcement from Arville Marathon saying that the 7th edition of Arville Marathon will be held on Sunday, February 9th in 2014. They are inviting runners for participating in the 7th edition, which they hope it would be a memorable experience for both the organizers and the runners. Runners running full and a half marathon can register themselves at www.marathon.arville.com, and registration for 10 kilometers event only internal participants can be done only through paper forms available at the organizing team office at Saracon campus in Kotakarai. Registrations are free for Aurovillians, includes newcomers but not guests, for people residing full-time in villages around Auroville and members of Sri Aurobindo Ashram from Prosperity List only. They welcome our comments and suggestions for the event as they launch their preparation. Run for the joy of running. At Savitri Bhavan today at 6:30 p.m. there will screen meditation on Savitri Book 2, The Travel of the Worlds, with Canto 7 to 15. And the film is done by Manohar of Huta's painting, illustrating passages from Savitri read by the mother and accompanied by her own organ music. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall, we can see at 7:30 p.m. an Indian comedy drama romance, Pure Desi Romance, which was made in India 2013 with director Manish Sharma. And tomorrow they will screen at 8 p.m. an Italian drama, Family, Io e Te, Me and You, made in Italy in 2012 by director Bernardo Bertolucci. On Wednesday we can see a cultural film, Akram Khan Kaj, which was made in Monaco in 2003 by director Xavier Fischer, and it consists of an interview of Akram Khan and the ballet. Akram Khan is one of the most creative dancers and choreographers with a very personal style, who received her training at early age as Kathak dancer. And Sri Aurobindo wrote, "It is not what other thinks of you that matters, but what you are yourself." Thank you for listening to us, and you can contact us on arovilleradio.org.